My avatar could run at a maximum speed of 5 kilometers an hour, so it would take me over 3 days to get there on foot if I ran nonstop the entire time. If I could teleport, I could be there within minutes. The fare wouldn't be much for such a short distance, maybe a few hundred credits. Unfortunately, that was still more than my current Oasis account balance, which was a big fat zero. I considered my options. H would lend me the money for the fare, but I didn't want to ask for his help. If I couldn't reach the tomb on my own, I didn't deserve to reach it at all. Besides, I'd have to lie to H about what the money was for, and since I'd never asked him for a loan before, any excuse I gave would make him suspicious. Thinking about H, I couldn't help but smile. He was really going to freak when he found out about this. The tomb was hidden less than 70 kilometers from his school, practically his backyard. That thought triggered an idea, one that made me leap to my feet. I ran out of the classroom and down the hall. Not only had I figured out a way to teleport to the other side of Ludus, I knew how to get my school to pay for it. Each Oasis public school had a bunch of different athletic teams, including wrestling, soccer, football, baseball, volleyball, and a few other sports that couldn't be played in the real world, like Quidditch and Zero Gravity Capture the Flag. Students went out for these teams just like they did at schools in the real world, and they played using elaborate sports-capable haptic rigs that required them to actually do all of their own running, jumping, kicking, tackling, and so on. The teams had nightly practice, held pep rallies, and traveled to other schools on Ludus to compete against them. Our school gave out free teleportation vouchers to any student who wanted to attend an away game, so we could sit up in the stands and root for old OPS 1873. I'd only taken advantage of this once when our Capture the Flag team had played against H's school in the OPS championships. When I arrived in the school office, I scanned the activities schedule and found what I was looking for right away. That evening, our football team was playing an away game against OPS 571, which was located roughly an hour's run from the forest where the tomb was hidden. I reached out and selected the game, and a teleportation voucher instantly appeared in my avatar's inventory, good for one free round trip to OPS 571. I stopped at my locker long enough to drop off my textbooks and grab my flashlight, sword, shield, and armor. Then, I sprinted out the front entrance and across the expansive green lawn in front of the school. When I reached the red borderline that marked the edge of the school grounds, I glanced around to make sure no one was watching me, then stepped across the line. As I did, the Wade 3 name tag floating above my head changed to read Parzival. Now that I was off school grounds, I could use my avatar name once again. I could also turn off my name tag completely, which was what I did now, because I wanted to travel incognito. The nearest transport terminal was a short walk from the school, at the end of a cobblestone path. It was a large, domed pavilion supported by a dozen ivory pillars. Each pillar bore an Oasis teleportation icon, a capital T in the center of a blue hexagon. School had only been out for a few minutes now, so there was a steady stream of avatars filing into the terminal. Inside were long rows of blue teleportation booths. Their shape and color always reminded me of Doctor Who's TARDIS. I stepped into the first empty booth I saw, and the doors closed automatically. I didn't need to enter my destination on the touchscreen because it was already encoded on my voucher. I just slid the voucher into a slot, and a world map of Ludus appeared on the screen, showing a line from my present location to my destination, a flashing green dot next to OPS 571. The booth instantly calculated the distance I would be traveling, 462 kilometers, and the amount my school would be invoiced for the fare, 103 credits. The voucher was verified, the fare showed as paid, and my avatar vanished. I instantly reappeared in an identical booth inside an identical transport terminal on the opposite side of the planet. As I ran outside, I spotted OPS 571 off to the south. It looked exactly like my own school, except the surrounding landscape was different. I spotted some students from my school walking toward the nearby football stadium on their way to watch the game and root for our team. I wasn't sure why they bothered. They could just as easily have watched the game via vid feed, and any empty seats in the stands would be filled with randomly generated NPC fans who would wolf down virtual sodas and hot dogs while cheering wildly. Occasionally, they would even do the wave.